우집어 액센트 우집어 우집어 왜 원을 잘 만들어 many the success the power of mantra the result of mantra accomplish the result from the mantra that depends on how much faith that one has which way you know which way of reciting one has more faith how much correctly you recite it depends on really which way of reciting you have more faith those who heard teachings for a long time, you heard this story already. why it depends so much faith that one story is there to do with the say. Junda, the deity is called Junda. So there was one old man. That's Deity Junda's mantra. And she was able to cook the stone with that mantra, eat. There must be. Normally you don't need to eat stone, but maybe that might be method for. Maybe method say, when there's famine or maybe if you're living in a very isolated place, it's difficult to get food or might be something like that. I would think. That's why you need to cook stone and eat while there's plenty of food. So old mother was reciting. She was reciting mantra. The actual mantra is Om Chale Chule Chundan Soha. But she has been reciting Om Bale Bule Bundan Soha. Totally wrong way. Totally wrong. So her son, who is Gesu, living in Texas Bar, came back to home and heard the mother was reciting Om Bale Bule Bundan Soha. So her son, Gesul corrected her saying, you know, that's wrong, that you should recite Om Chale Chule Chundan Soha. Then she tried to recite, Om Chale Chule Chundan Soha, she tried to recite that way, but she was unable to cook the stone. She was unable to cook the stone with the correct mantra. With Bali Bula Bundan Soha, the one that she was able to cook the stone. So there's a result. She was able to accomplish the result, even though the mantra is totally wrong. So I think what happened was she had more faith. Even though it was correct, but she didn't have faith in that. So they, the stone didn't get cooked by the correct mantra. then the other one is one lama. somebody came to request for teachings. Maybe I mention this story first. one lama came. You know, one person came to ask teaching to a lama. So this lama was maybe visual. Some this lama told, "Your nose is like raksha." So this person must have big nose and a whole, you know, like Raksha's big mala, the sadhus wear, very rough. So it must have big, the person must have big nose and a lot of holes in it. So the Lama told, "Your nose is like Raksha." So that the other person taught, the Lama taught him, gave teaching, gave him mantra. So he believed that this is a mantra, you know, your nose is like Raksha. So he came every chanting, your nose is like Raksha. So he'd been chanting for a long time. And he became a very famous healer by chanting that. He was able to heal so many people. So one day, the Lama who taught that, you know, told that the Lama had some infection, some in the throat. So then the attendant, well, I guess nothing helped him, the last long time. So the attendant said, oh, there's a famous healer arrived in the valley, in the area. So actually that person. So the Lama said, yes, okay. So then when they invited, so this person was, there was that person. So he came. And so he came, then he recited this, your nose is like Raksha, to the Lama. So the Lama burst in laugh. The Lama burst in the laugh. So because the Lama burst in the laugh, so the impression that produced a pass. Pass come out, so, you know, for better. Anyway, so that's the story.
Raksha means the
Raksha is the sadhus, they wear big mala, you know, very long, very rough. Very rough. Yeah, it's a very big, I think it's this size.
So
the conclusion is true. It's through the faith. The result, the achievement of a mantra is mainly through the faith. It's not how much correct you recite.
然后呢，这个持咒的这个。
It's like similar, you know, the story that mother, Buddha's relic, wanted so much Buddha's relic to worship, you know. And then, you see, son forgot, you know, or did not find it, forgot to bring Buddha's relic back to home. So then, son remembered on the way back to home, mother asked to bring Buddha's relic. So then he picked up dog's bone, you know, he picked up dog's bone and gave the mother, this is Buddha's relic. So the mother has been worshiping every day. And then actual relic came out. Actual relic came from the bone, Buddha, even though it's dog bone, but she worships dog. Buddha said, not dog, but Buddha says relic. So one day actual relic came out. So it's not, so the main cause of the relic is not the bone. Bone is just condition. Main cause of the relic, Buddha's relic, came from heart devotion. So same thing here, mantra, the result, achievement, the result, effect, came from the faith. The mantra is just, that's just condition, but actually causes the faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, 在仁波切要讲说这个持咒，你有多大的这个功效，最主要呢是来自于你的信心，那为什么说主要是来自于信心呢，就是举一个例子，就是说像有人修准提这个法呢，以前有一个老妈妈呢，她就是念这个准提咒，那她可能是住在很偏远的山区，觅食不易还是怎么样，她就是拿这个石头，她持这个准提持到她的功力，就是她可以把这个石头放在锅子里面煮，可是他只要吃这个准提咒的时候呢，这个石头就会变成食物可以吃这样子。那结果呢，他就天天这样子吃，也都很有效，他都有办法这样子煮石头来吃。那结果呢，后来有一天呢，他这个出家的儿子回来，然后听到他妈妈在持咒，就跟他讲说，你那个发音不对，就是说要那个什么，嗯，这样子就会尊大来说，这样子才对，他原来念的那个不对这样子。然后结果呢，这个妈妈被他的儿子纠正以后呢，他就照他儿子的发音去念，可是他以前因为他对他那个咒虽然念错，可是他完全的信心，所以他念到他可以煮石头吃。可是后来呢，他儿子给他纠正以后，因为他信心已经没有那么强，反而正确的发音念了以后，他反而没有办法煮石头吃了。那另外一个例子就是说， 以前有一个人呢，他就去跟一个喇嘛一个师长呢去请一个咒给他念这样子哈。结果那个喇嘛一看到这个人呢，这个人的鼻子一定是很粗很大，上面有很多洞那种鼻子哈。那
个是 Om Bale Bale， the correct one Om Zale Om Zale Julie Jundan 说
Om
Zale Julie Jundan 说，他的姓是 Om Bale 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 说他妈的
Om Bale Bale
Bale Bale Bale 说
不能打的说。
Then another person also, another person came, but the Lama was so busy asking for teachings. The Lama said, Sumariliza, maybe that sounds true, I'm sure. It's not Tibetan. He did like this. He did like this, go away.Sumarilism is go away. He did like this. But the person taught him, he received teachings, the Sumarilism. So the person thought this is mudra. You know, this is going like this, this is mudra. Sumarilism, so thought he received teaching of mantra. So he kept on saying Sumarilism, and then he found that he also got some. So I think you see, these things and the mother who devoted the dog born as a Buddha's relic and actually got Buddha's relic, what she wanted. So this story has also connection. These stories has also, you see, makes to understand Guru devotion.These stories also connect to that, helps to understand the Guru devotion and how that, it helps your attainment. Realization path, and including the ultimate goal, enlightenment. you get also idea from that. So without that, if the disciple side doesn't practice good devotion, then nothing happens. There's similarity like that also in the good devotion. at Baksa, this place, which was concentration camp before. During Malam, I think, the Malam that's arranged by Lama Tsongkhapa, the celebration called prayer. That is combined with Lama Tsongkhapa to benefit from something with the examination of the monk, those who have did this lifetime study, and after they went through the classes and studied all the five major Buddhist philosophical texts, through the text, and then they have examination in the malam. While there's all the monks from Sera Meche, Gatin, Chut, Chatin, Changse, then Devon, Selim Komang, then other monasteries. Among the many learned, all the learned monks, they have examination on the five basic philosophical texts. The Panagavatika and the Vinaya, Abhisama Alankarika, the teaching taught by Mithya Buddha, Madhyamika's teachings. And also mornings, the Gajan Thipa, who is the visionary of Lama Tsongkhapa, talks about the Buddha's life story, the Buddha's past life, Bodhisattva life story, and to inspire the people how Buddha sacrificed his life to others, you know, and follow the path. So to inspire, to remember Buddha's kindness, to inspire to people, you know, to be able to follow, to be able to follow, you see, practice of how Buddha did. Then, other times, you know, many prayers dedicated for people. See, it is for the monks themselves to complete their study, realizations. So the people who are asked, people who come to make offerings during this malam, so many people come, make so much offering, money offering, tea offering, food offering, so forth. So the monk, they recite many prayers, and dedicated sentient beings, particularly those benefactors. So anyway, so the Lama Tsongkhapa was so skilled that because in these 15 days, one collects 100 million merit, you know, whatever offering one does, because 100 million. So Lama Tsongkhapa combined together the monks, the examination, and doing these activities, reading this life story, and the lay people to come there to make offerings, to, you know, butter lamps and offering the sanghas, so forth. like that, the malam started in India, Baksa. So during those one of the malam, also I think the hot, you know, that this, see, this part of India is, you know, very hot, especially Baksa, this where the concentration camp was very, very hot. So anyway, so there's one monk. So in the monks, they sit by lined up. So one monk said, "I'm sick, I fever." So the next monk, whom that monk told, then he rolled his body like this, you know, body. Then the dirt in the body, he made a pill and gave the next monk. I don't know what he told him. And next monk he took, and his fever is gone. Count. So anyway, I mean, this monk maybe could be a holy being, but anyway, what the story sound is, you know, he gave the dirt body, saying this is a blessed pill. I'm not sure what it is. You know, then the other person took it with faith. His fever is gone. You know? So the faith is so the these are in the mantras, in the guru devotion, so forth. These are faith that say useful faith, because if you have that, then you achieve you have the attainment, you achieve enlightenment. The disciple can achieve enlightenment. So it is it is the most useful. It is the most So by reason, Bruce says, effect, what great effect what it has, then that's why should practice the faith. Okay, now we're going to start. Namo Ranna Toyaya, Namo Aya Valvudeshwaraya, Bodhisattvaya, 马萨多亚马格罗尼嘎亚
达亚
达阿玛萨瓦本达那菜达那嘎拉亚本达本达那菜达那嘎拉亚萨瓦巴阿巴萨摩卓萨卓卡那嘎拉亚萨瓦巴亚迪巴夏玛那嘎拉亚萨瓦伊德巴扎巴本来想那嘎拉呀，萨瓦巴耶，库达兰那嘎拉呀，达萨呀，那玛萨吉达，伊德玛雅巴鲁贝迪舍拉呀，达瓦尼拉肯塔，那玛巴拉玛什达呀，阿波特塔伊卡米，阿波特塔伊卡卡米。啊，阿巴达耶卡亚米，萨巴阿塔，萨达尼，修巴提达南，萨巴布达南，巴巴玛嘎，维修达甘，达亚塔，阿亚阿罗杰，阿迪巴迪，罗嘎阿迪坦德，耶耶耶，玛布迪萨多，耶布迪萨多。हे महान बोधिसत्व हे प्रिय बोधिसत्व हे महाकरुणिकम महामराष्ट याना एहे हि अयावलोकितेश्वराया परमा मेति परमा मैत्री तथा करुणिका गुरु गुरु कर्मसदय Vidayana, Dehi Dehi, Maya Ranga, Manga Madhvi Hanga Ma, Siddha Yogeshwara, Tudu, Virayante, Mahabriyante, Dara Dara, Rende, Shwara, Chala Chala, Vimala, Murute, Ayavalokiteshwaraya, Jina Krishna, Zeta, Muguta, Alamkita, Sharira, Lamba, Palamba, Bilamba, Mahasiddhi, Vidyadhara, Balabala, Mahabala, Malamala, Mahamala, Chalachala, Mahachala, Krishna Prana, Krishna Pasha, Krishna Pasha, Nigahatan, Hebema Heta, Saracharani, Shatari, Shatari, Shore, Krishna, Savakita, Ajibavita, Ehehi, Mahaparaha, Mugati, Pradhaneshwara, Naraya Navala, Naraya Navala, Rupa, Pekadara, Henila Kenta, Ehehi, Maha, Hala Hala, Piganizida, Lokasaya, Rakabiga, Penashani Dekha Bika Penashanam Moha Bika Penashani Nimura Chana Kulu Guru No Guru sorry Hulu Hulu Munja Munja Muhu 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 Rahula Rahula Hala Hala Hari Maha Pema Nambi Sara Sara Siri Siri Suru Suru Buddhaya Buddhaya Bodhaya 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 Mitang Va Nilakenta Ehehini Vakenta Ehehi Bama Tangvim Ehehi Bama Bama Sajita Mahasin Mahasiha Mukha Hasa Hasa Munja Munja Mahajaja Hasa Mahatata Munja Munja Mahatata Hasaya Ehehi Bobo Mahasita Yogeshwara Parabana Pata Sataya Sataya Vidayam Maramaratam He Bhagavan Aloka Vilokatam Tathagata Nam Nadahi me Tashana Kamasaya Tashanam Pasataya me Soha Sudaya Soha Mahasudaya Soha Sudaya Yogeshwara Soha Nilakanta Yasoha Parahamuga Yasoha Mahaparahamuga Yasoha Narasahimuga Yasoha Mahan Mahanara Sanghi Muga Yasoha Vajrahatta Yasoha Mahavajrahatta Yasoha Siddha Vidya Daraya Soha Mahasiddha Vidya Dan Mahasiddha Vidya Daraya Soha Pemahataya Soha Mahapemahataya Soha Krishna Sarakitaya Ja Ravitaya Soha Mahamala Mugotaya Soha Chakra Yuda Daraya Soha Shikashadane Nadana Karaya Soha Bodhna Karaya Soha Pamakenda Ye Pamakenda Deshittita Krishna Ziya Soha Zinaya Soha Pamahata Jaya Pamahata Bhaya Gahar Samanam Pasanaya Soha Lokeshwaraya Soha Mahalokeshwara Yaswa Savasidishwara Yaswa Rajaraja Mamswa Guru Rakya Guru Rakya Mganam Guru Rakya Muda Muda Kenta Muda Kentam Soha Namo Bhagavati Arya Bhagavati Shodaya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahagaranikaya Sri Dayantu Mendra Padane Soha So finally finished.
最后终于念完了。
OK。
Namaranarayaya namaya jana sakara bedo jana Poharataya tatakataya alahate samyasambuddhaya Namasavatatakatepe anahatepe Samya Sambuddhepe Namo Aya Avalokite Shuraya Bodhisattoya Mahasattoya Mahakarunikaya Tayata Ong Danatada Tiri Tiri Tulu Tulu Iti Wate Zade Zade Tatsade tatsade Kusume kusume wadeid Minijide chodha apanaye soha Namo
And then without one to mind you call you want to focus on compassion with it. Then sadhisana, this is the way to how it is explained here in the teaching, the text, the way to sadhisana. So before, before reciting this mantra, then remember Amitabha Buddha. First remember Amitabha Buddha, then anyone want to pass the compassion to the other scientists? Because the reason compassion Buddha becoming enlightened in the essence of Amitabha Buddha. Is the same. That is in other words, the crown deities, the deity, the Buddha's different deities have a different crown deity, you know, from Amitabha Buddha. So one of them on their crown. Also the statue having that Buddha on the crown. So like Maitreya Buddha has a stupa which represents Shakyamuni Buddha respecting to become respecting after enlightenment, even after enlightenment respecting to Guru Shakyamuni, respecting to Guru. So like that other deities have, you know, one of the from five types of Buddha, one of the Buddha on the crown. So one way it means become enlightened in the essence, also means through respect to Guru, even after enlightenment. It has its significations. So it might be that. So first, Amitabha Buddha. And then, so where to recite this mantra? So what you can do is, at the beginning, you know, you can chant some Amitabha mantra, you know, by telling Amitabha Buddha. Then you see, then the recite this mantra.
Thank you.
Whatever music we offer, it has inconceivable, it has inconceivable benefit. It has whatever music we offer to Buddha, it has inconceivable benefit. Inconceivable benefit. So therefore, immediate it will cause to achieve enlightenment. By the way, it will cause to achieve liberation for some time. It will cause to achieve Guru's birth, all the happenings in life. So then, by the way, so much merit. It's fine. As many in it. Very good opportunity to play the sound of the drums, cymbals, bell, it causes to have a temporal benefit. very sweet voice. You see, like those famous singers, the voice that the body get drawn to the body, so enchanted. So those are the benefits. And the other causes, but also offering music to Buddha, becomes cause of that. Then with that quality, one can benefit so many sentient beings. So many sentient beings get drawn to, and you can live in brilliant enlightenment, and then Buddha's holy speech, the ultimate Buddha's holy speech, you know, that sentient beings, how much they listen, never, you know, as in, can never satisfy, so as in, like the holy body, you know, very enchanting. So, anyway, like that, qualities of one achieve qualities of the Holy Speech. So, it's very good to use during the offering part to use their music here, the big, gong, the bell, whatever. So, the very good opportunity to offer very good music there. To compassion Buddha, so somebody to offer to beat, nurturing the meat is extremely
good. Big
one, the big one and the small ones, you know. Very good to use, somebody to use during that, during the offering. So much merit.
It's
such a great sound. This, what's it called? This bell or what is this? No, Om Bhamma Dagyata Om Bhaya, Om Bhamma Dagyata Om Bhaya, Namasam Bhavashita Savadam Asam Bhavashita Om Bhaya Nidho, Juro Tam Bhaya Ngalabhi. Om Bhamma Dagyata Om Bhaya, Savadam Asam Bhavashita Om Bhaya Nidho, Juro Tam Bhaya
谁会打那些法器的？ 可以请你们出来打法器，快点！有谁会打法器的，就是献乐的时候可以出来打那些法器。快点！
Yeah.
Sapani Wana Jatana